Welcome to another edition of the ECAC show, The Hockey Pack. Thrilled to be joined by Quinnipiac goaltender, Bobcat goaltender, Matei Marinoff. Matei, welcome aboard. How you doing today out there in Hamden, Connecticut?
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Doing really good. You know, everything's going well for me. So yeah, doing good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Third year at Quinnipiac. How's Rand Pecknold treating you?
Oh, he's treating me well. Treating the whole team well. You know, everyone. He's really good playing for him. So yeah, really really happy to be here, and you know, everything's going well. Great coach. So I can say only great things about him.
Matei, can you talk about how tough it is night to night in ECAC, especially as a goalie?
Yeah. So I'd say obviously it's not the easiest position maybe in the ECAC too. It's always a pleasure to, and it's always like a lot of fun to play here for our team. It's especially here, I'd say it's one of the hardest places to play, where I played before. So yeah, it's a lot of pressure on the goalies, but you know, that's what I really love about this job. So it's always fun to be here.
Your path to the ECAC is an unbelievable one. You're a young man who was born in Slovakia, and then obviously your father was a very good player and he was playing in France. So you spent a good part of your younger years developing in France. Est-ce que tu parles en français?
Un petit peu.
Tu parles très bien en français. Incroyable. That's really good. I was just asking if he spoke French, and he says he speaks a little of it. So let me ask you, let's start in France. What was hockey like? What was the development like? And how hard was it for you because of the language barrier?
So, yeah, it's a really, really different start from, I'd say, everyone else that either plays here or plays back home. It's the hockey and the culture and everything is very different. Obviously, it's not like a big hockey country, or it wasn't really at the time as much as maybe now. I'd say it's a bit better, but it's just everything is so different. And we grew up like my dad played in a very very small town in a Division III, I'm pretty sure at that time in the French league. So, but it was still a lot of fun. You know, when you're young, you don't really look at it like where you are, and when you grow up and you just love playing hockey and trying to make it one day to the NHL. So I'd say it's the same dream for everyone, no matter where you are. So I wasn't really looking at it like that way. I'm in France right now. Like I really just loved it and tried to do even at that time everything I could to maybe make it even to D1 one day. So yeah, and like the life and the language barrier wasn't that big of a problem, you know, because at the time I was, whenever we flew there with my mom, I'm pretty sure I was 2 years old. So it was like, I probably spoke better at that time French than I spoke Slovak. But yeah, so it wasn't, I just really enjoyed my life and my time there too, you know.
You were talking about growing up in a non-traditional hockey country, which France is. But then you move back to an amazingly hockey-rich culture in Slovakia, in Nitra, which is kind of in the middle of the country, Prešov, Košice, closer to the Ukraine border, Bratislava, closer to the Austrian border. So you're kind of right in the middle there. But I know Nitra is a very popular hockey market. What was that like coming from France and then going there?
Well, it was a really good, it was also a hard choice for my parents too. I'd say they had to sacrifice a lot of for me, because well, my whole family is there and everyone, but we just lived in France for the past, maybe I don't know, my parents did for the past 15 years. So when I was 10 years old, we just make a decision like the hockey at home in Slovakia was better and is better for me. So that was a big decision with it, and obviously coming back to Nitra is like. I'd say one of the best choices I ever did in my life. It's a big hockey town, you know, like everyone knows hockey around, and like everyone is like really like everything is going on only around hockey. So that was a big change going from like even there in like you're 16 and 18, there's already like, not, I wouldn't say like a lot of pressure, but you can feel like you have to win games and everything. And like compared to back in France, like we just played to play, you know? So that was, I'd say, the biggest change. But then it was like, that's, I'd say, where I really like learned how to like play under pressure and everything. And that made me enjoy hockey even like way worse, way more, sorry, I'd say. Yeah.
And how did you learn to speak English? Because there's not a lot of English spoken in Nitra. There's not a lot of English spoken in Slovakia. There's probably more English in France than there is in Slovakia. So where did your English come from and your knowledge of it? Because it's fantastic.
So thank you. So we have obviously we have English at school in Slovakia, but it's not like, it's nothing like once you get here, it's like you've never learned English, you know. My first year when I get here to Fargo in the USHL, I got there the first day in the locker room, and I was like I don't speak English at all, you know, like I can just say like who I am, like how I'm doing, and that's it. So that was kind of the toughest thing to do here, I'd say, really learn like the language and like everything around it. But I don't know, it's just like it comes like naturally, you know. I think what really helps me is like I spoke French like well at that time, and you know, just knowing like two languages, it makes, I guess, a third one learn a bit easier. But yeah. So that's kind of how, yeah. But coming here, I really did not speak English at all. Yeah.
So the big move in your life, going from France to Slovakia, Nitra, and then going to Fargo, North Dakota. Tell us about that, and how much soul searching did you have to do before you decided to actually do it?
Well, to be honest, the first time my advisor at that time told me like there's a chance. It was kind of like of a tryout first to Fargo, because it was during Christmas I got there for the first time. So it wasn't like I'm going there for the whole season and see what happened. I was playing in the Slovakian men's second league,
Love him.
and my advisor at the time just called me and was like there's this option, like would you like to do that? And I was like, I probably have to think about it for a few days. And first I was like, probably not, because like, you know, it's a big change. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for it. But then once you like think about it a little bit more, you're like, that's kind of the dream, you know, like that's one of the best, if not the best junior league in the world. Like, why not try it? So yeah, I made the decision to go, and that was probably the best decision of my life, you know. So yeah.
Was there anybody at Fargo that really impacted your growth as a player and also as a person?
Absolutely. I'd say the whole coaching staff, the whole everyone, Kerry Eads, Nick Oliver at that time, Carter Creer, the goalie coach, who's now in Ohio State, I'm pretty sure, you know. But I'd say everyone and everything there, also like the organization is like unbelievable, you know. Like I had really, for like junior hockey, is by far, I'd say, the best place to play on the earth. Like I can only say like positive and good things about that place. So
Tell
yeah.
me about your adjustment to winter in Fargo compared to Nitra.
Yeah, that was a say there's kind of funny story about it too. Like going there, I didn't really know it was that cold there. And like obviously back home it's like cold, but it's not like really that
No,
cold.
it's not that cold.
So like I checked the weather and everything, but I wasn't like sure like if it's actually gonna be like that. So whenever I was going on the play, I just had like a t-shirt, you know, and I didn't know what to expect. And when I get out of the plane, I was like, whoa, like I should probably change clothes. Like this is not normal. So yeah, then you just get kind of used to it, you know, like, and I didn't like it that much at first, but then you just love it, you know, like when everything is going well and everyone is like super nice around you, like you just start to loving every part of it, you know.
Were you surprised at how intense the fan base is in Fargo? Because it's an amazing hockey city.
Absolutely. That's also the best part about it, you know. Like, does that say the first place where I really was like it was almost sold out, you know, every single game. And the more you play, the more the fans love you and everything. That was like the first time in my life I was like like whoa, like this is nice, this is what actually hockey is about, you know. And no, it was really like, oh, as the players, as the fans, like everything was like super cool there too.
What's the biggest thing that you can say that helped prepare you in Fargo for the World Junior when you were part of the Slovakian team in the 2023 World Junior?
I'd say not only for the for juniors, but for even for college, for D1, for like also for
Okay.
my whole life. Like you just learn so much. You play so many games against, like I said, it's a great league, so many great players, and you're like just like excited for every single game. So it's like you just like kind of try to figure out like what really works for you, and then not only like as a hockey player, you know, but as a person too, you find out like, well, what should you be doing like during the week to get ready for a game, and more of things like that I'd say like really helped me out and really made me sure in the future that I'm ready for every single game I play, you know. That's what I said.
Watched you play a lot of Quinnipiac, and I know there was an interesting recruiting process to get you to go there. A lot of it started at that World Junior that I just talked about. Talk to us about your relationship with Rand Pechnold and how it actually started at the World Junior.
So Rand was at that time, he was the coach for Team USA. So whenever, well, we played them in the, I don't know, I think that was our second or third game, and we won that game. So I didn't really like, I knew he was the coach at Quinnipiac and everything. I was already watching like college hockey and like trying to, that's when I really like at the World Juniors, I'd say really made the decision that I want to play D1, because before I wasn't like sure if that was like the right way or like how it works. I didn't really know. And then you just find out like who he is, like how does it work here. And I'd say, I think it was in January after the World Juniors or February, he called me, offered me a visit here, and came here and loved it here right away. You know, everyone is super nice. Everything is great here. Everything is working like it should. So I didn't even like think about going to other places or anything at all, you know. So
What was it that you liked so much about Quinnipiac? What was it that you liked about the ECAC as a league?
yeah. There are obviously their history and their culture too, you know, like it's just around great people here every single day at the ring that know what they're doing. Like, you know, they're doing like everything they can to make the best out of you. And that's what you really want at the end of the day. You know, it's a great league. Like, there's so many good teams in this league. So, you know, we want to play against great teams. You want to have a great development. So that's kind of the way you look at it. And then you're like, yeah, that's the right spot for me. So that's really why I chose this place. Yeah.
How are the Slovaks going to do at the Olympics?
Oh, great. Oh, great. You know, I'll be watching for sure. No, I hope that they're gonna do great. I think they have a good team. So I believe in them, and yeah, I'll be cheering them up.
I got to ask you this one, Matt. Yaroslav Slavkovsky has done an unbelievable job with the Montreal Canadiens, only 21 years of age. And you know, you're a hockey player. How much does it affect a smaller country population-wise like Slovakia when you have a star player in the NHL playing like Slavkovsky is in Montreal?
Oh, you know, it's yeah, obviously it's huge for us too. Like I said, like not only Nitra, but like the whole country is like the hockey is the main sport. Like everyone's watching hockey there, and people are a lot of like maybe like in Montreal, like they really expect like the best, like every single, like whether it's like the World Championship or like the Olympics, like they're always, even though we're a smaller country, we're like always that big ambitions, you know, we want to win. So it helps a lot, but not only with him, like, you know, like there's Šimon Nemec there, and a lot of great other players like Dvorsky, Honzik, the a lot of young ones especially that are now in the NHL. So
No, I agree with you 100%. There's so many good young Slovak players. It's great. And you're one of them, Matt. I'm really excited to watch your development continue to grow. What's your major at Quinnipiac?
it's international business.
International?
Business.
Business. So are you going to follow the course of Peter Stastny and eventually work up in Belgium for the EU?
We'll see. That's still far away. Obviously, I want to play hockey as most as I can. We'll see. We'll see what happens and where I go after college.
I'm
But
just, ooh, sorry.
but yeah, no, I wanted to say that's also why I chose really to play D1 in a college, because you have the hockey side that's awesome, that is great. But also, if you're not if one day you're not playing hockey, or like if everything does not work out as you want, like you still have a great school, and then you can work anywhere.
You can help me out with this because I know obviously Duke La Trenton is a legendary program. Could you explain it to the viewers and the listeners as a young boy who spent a lot of time in Nitra, how big a person like Zdeno Chara or Marian Hossa or Marian Gaborik is in the Slovak culture?
Oh, yeah, I don't even really know maybe how to explain. It's a huge at home, Like I said before, like hockey is everything at home, and it's just like having people like that, like having players like that, like that were the one of the best in the NHL history. It just like makes like every single hockey player, every single young hockey player want to play hockey more, and that's kind of the idols, the guys who look at it when you're young, even now that. That like really made it like super far in the NHL. Not only the NHL, but also playing for a national country. So like that's just like everyone know them at home, and you're like that's kind of that's your idols,
One of the great honors I had in my life was coaching the late Pavel Dimitra, and I know he's a legendary figure in your country. For those that don't know, he passed away in a plane crash, playing in the KHL. Really, really sad story. Do people still talk about, Pavel and what a great influence he was in the game?
Absolutely, absolutely. No one's gonna ever forget like back home in Slovakia, and that's for sure. Yeah, he was a player at Duke La Trenčín too.
Yes,
So
he was.
I'm pretty sure he have like, well, his jersey is obviously there, but like every game there's like a 38 on a screen up, and yeah, it's a very sad story, but very 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 big like player, and everyone is proud of him for what he did.
That's so great that you know about that. This has been, Matthew, I've enjoyed this so much, taking a walk down memory lane for me. I've been fortunate enough to spend a lot of time in your country, and I'm very grateful for the hospitality every time I've gone. I hope you're enjoying your probably what might be your last year at Quinnipiac, because I got to think some NHL teams are knocking on the door. I wish you all the best, and I look forward to seeing you, and hopefully I'll see you in Lake Placid for the Final Four this year. I know you were there the previous 2 years, so I'm looking forward to seeing you there again
Absolutely.
this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. We have a great team this year too. So I'm sure I'll see you there. Yeah.
Oh, it's been great to be joined by Matej Mironov. I look forward to seeing you in Lake Placid. This has been another edition of the Hockey Path. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
The ECAC Hockey Championship returns to Lake Placid, New York this March. Witness the first ever ECAC Hockey Women's Championship in Lake Placid on March 6th and 7th, and the Men's Championship on March 20th and 21st. It happens at the legendary Herb Brooks Arena, the home of miracles.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Don't miss the battle for the 2026 title and an NCAA bid. Tickets are on sale now at LakePlacidOlympicCenter.com. ECAC Hockey, the educated decision.